This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You are your brother's keeper.
Yes, you are.
And when something goes wrong, you need to step in and help.
Yeah.
And that includes offering a place to stay when they need it. There are standard issues where everyone can agree, I need to offer these people a place for the night.
Mm-hmm.
What Kimmy's friends are facing right now, I would argue,
yeah,
one of those things.
Sure. Dangerous.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It is hot. It is effing hot. And it sucks so hard. Heat index of 100 yesterday. We could be hitting a heat index of 100 again today. And here's the ultimate irony, and I think I'm using it the right way, with this massive heat wave. It can cause power to go out. It can also cause air conditioning units to break.
Oh, yeah. You're stressing them out.
The whole reason you bought it was for this emergency. It's like the starting quarterback oversleeping his alarm on the Super Bowl. And, Kimmy, you said you have multiple friends dealing with this.
Yeah, so
right
I know
now.
A few people who in the last few days have had their AC units or, like, even window units break on them. So they were either looking for, like, an alternative or they were waiting on somebody to come fix their AC unit.
Those guys have got to be slammed.
And I only know that because they a lot of them posted about it on social media. So I'm kind of scrolling through and saying, oh, what a shame. And I'm thinking to myself, I guess we could offer them to come hang out while they're waiting on it being fixed. But no, I'll wait for them to ask first.
They're not going to ask.
They might.
They're not going to ask. You don't ask.
I would definitely say yes if they asked, but I'm probably not going to offer it.
Why?
I don't know, because I figure they got other people they could hang out with.
How do you know?
I have family in town. I'm probably like last on their list.
Yeah, I don't want to bother them while you're sweating.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, maybe they got it figured out already. I don't know. This post is from like an hour ago.
Especially if you know multiple people that have this problem. Mm-hmm. If you stick it out there, everybody's going to, hey, what about me?
But what are you going to do? Take a picture? Look who's in our house
No, but
now.
You know, like, if somebody posts, oh, man, Kimmy just threw me a bone. We're going over, and I'm sitting over here sweating my ass off. I want to go over, too.
You know that wouldn't happen. You
oh, yeah, nobody uses social media when they're struggling.
Okay.
They're hot.
In this heat,
yeah,
you should absolutely be offering these people
man,
your place.
It sucks.
Yeah, I know. It sucks without having air conditioning
Put
here.
Put your sweaty ass all over my furniture.
Okay. Take the danger part out of it, which there is danger. How the hell do you live your life in this weather with no air conditioning?
You can't, man.
You don't.
I got to have it at 72 at all times.
Opening the windows brings in more hot air.
Fans don't work.
You don't want to turn on the oven because that's just going to make the house hotter so you can't even cook.
Mm.
There is no sleeping in this weather. I don't care what tricks you think you can pull. They never work. You are a bad person for not reaching out and offering your home.
How long
they
stay?
What if I didn't see the post? I wouldn't even know.
How long they stay?
Until the air conditioning's fixed.
That could be forever, man. These guys
forever.
Have
got to, shut
these
up.
Guys have got to be so backed up right now. You can't get anybody.
All right, so you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
If, let's say tomorrow, I come in, early Monday when it was going to be
Yeah.
And I come in that morning and I go, you're not going to believe this, man. Our AC crapped a bed. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, ours too. I got woke up and started not working. I jiggled it and everything, nothing.
You would not offer my family.
Of course I
know. No, you wouldn't, you bitch ass bitch.
Would.
Why you lie? No, you wouldn't.
I would offer
not.
Kimmy, I'd have to offer you.
You would not offer either of us because you're a selfish ass bitch.
You know I would.
Well, you don't even own the house, so it's not even your say.
Right, and my wife would insist that you come.
Okay. No, because you wouldn't tell her. I know you, man. How long have I known you for? You think I'm going to believe
that crap? Whole goddamn family, two dogs.
Yeah, dogs are definitely coming. Jesus. And they want to sleep in your bed, too.
Jesus Christ.
And Biscuit gets a little handsy. Kimmy, would you let me and my family come stay in your house?
Yeah.
I
even said I would say yes if you asked me, but I'm not going to be like, hey, you should come stay. I don't want to like put that pressure on
you.
Yeah.
What pressure is that?
They want to be pushy.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be pushy.
My air conditioning doesn't work.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe you have so many family members in town, I would think like you're going that's going to be your
first time. Most of them don't have air conditioning.
And by the way, who do I want to live with for a couple days? That's a member of my family.
I heard your dad has a pool.
Like I said,
yeah.
Who do I want to live with? Kimmy, why is there pressure if you ask if I want to
stay? I don't know. Like, I don't want to jump the gun if you have other plans.
I would simply say, oh, I actually have, we're all set, but thank you. I would never in a million years ask either of you if I could come stay at your house. But if you offered, I would take it. And you guys know that, and that's why
I'm
you didn't offer.
I'm going to wait for you to reach
out. All right, so let's say I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
I got a bad back.
Yeah.
No AC.
Sure.
You know, my age, my wife. I'm on a lot of medication.
Well, I would say it's different with you. You grew up in Florida. You talk all the time about how much you love
it. Oh, I can't come over?
All I got to hear all winter long, the cold sucks. I can't wait to this. This is what you want, bitch.
So you don't want me in your house?
Of course. I don't want you in my house.
I'm coming. My wife. I'm bringing my cappuccino machine, my fennel holder.
You have a separate fennel holder.
Yes.
Yes, of course I would invite you and your wife.
Yes, it could, but I'd hate it.
No, but here's the thing. You know I would because I have offered this stuff before. You've never offered anything like this to me.
Yes, you stayed at my house when I was on vacation to watch my dog.
Yes, you only asked me to come over so someone would be at your house. And sure, it worked out for me because I was...
You were desperate.
It was a free house.
Oh, yeah, you were banging livestock in my bedroom.
That's a terrible way to talk about your mother. But yes, it all worked out.
Would you be offended, though, if you told Tommy... He could come stay with you. And Tommy doesn't have any other options. Let's say you're his only hope. And he still said no.
No, I wouldn't be offended by that. I understand that he's a guy who likes his private time. I don't think I would
be. He also is very, like, picky about cleanliness and noise and everything that you probably got going on at your house right now.
And look, I know my house is chaos.
Crazy schedule.
It is. So
it's too loud.
So that's just it. If he said
you've always got like seven kids in that place.
We really do have like seven. I don't know.
How do you nap?
That is not his type of environment.
To answer your question, I just got one of those sound machines.
Oh, the white noise?
Greatest thing I ever did in my life.
Yeah, they are nice.
$20. Where have you been all my life for $20?
So like, I know a dilemma would be in my house because anytime this thing crops up in a conversation, I go, we'll just go to a hotel. My wife would go, no, we'll go stay with somebody because she didn't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
I'm like, just go to a hotel. It'd be like we're on vacation, but we're home.
No, because you got to get up and go to work.
No, but I'm still at a hotel. We don't have to make a bed. We don't have to do a goddamn thing. We don't have, like, you know, when you're staying at somebody else's house, you got to, you know, watch your ass.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not spending $200 for air conditioning.
I ain't spending no $200. When I got an old army cut, I'm a grandpappy. But World War I would sleep on that, and he died on it, and he was 78 years old.
That is why he died. He was sleeping on it.
Yeah. It was an army cut in the basement.
No, here's the thing. You know how much I hate sleeping in the heat? I would rather sleep in the heat than pay to go sleep in a hotel.
I will take a hotel. It's like top shelf, man.
And that's why.
That's like millionaire money. Like, you ever see these crazy billionaires that live in hotels?
Yeah. Do we want to say that back again?
Crazy ass billionaire that lives in hotels.
Yeah, like you mean Howard Hughes who was taking
Howard
leaks
Hughes,
in jars?
Telly Savalas lived in a hotel for the last years of his life.
Crazy billionaire Telly Savalas.
They named the bar in the first floor after him. Telly's place. Bobby's bar.
Shut up. 252 WCMF. Kimmy has multiple friends whose AC has started breaking during this heat.
You get some busted ass friends, man.
She has not
reached, live in old homes.
She has not reached out to offer them their separate room.
I think they got it figured out.
Okay. What are the no doubt I need to offer them a place to stay situations? We touched on the heat. Storm damage.
Oh, like the house got wiped out.
Well, like lots of
bad roof.
There was lots of flooding last week. Yeah. There were more confirmed tornadoes in central New York, right?
Yeah.
You see that their house gets all effed up. Do you have to offer?
Yeah.
So but you're reaching out.
By the way, one where you really don't know how long they'll be
yeah,
there.
You can have those people for a year.
And I would also think if you're offering, if they're staying with you and they got to go back and forth to their house to like clean stuff up, do you also kind of have to offer to help them?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. No.
You would have to.
No, you wouldn't. Watch me not.
And you're just going to sit there watching TV while they're struggling to get stuff in and out
yes.
and go back and clean.
That's not inappropriate.
That would be break up a marriage. Like having a family live with you for a year could break up a marriage.
Okay, again, I love how you go, it could be a year, that you decide it's a year because you want your argument to be valid.
But you wipe their house is wiped out. How long do you think that's going to take?
I don't know. Not a year.
It takes a year.
It doesn't take a year. Your brother was back at his house and he had his house like mudslided away. All right, what about something like a major event?
Dig it. Like what?
All right, so Tommy, you had the PGA Championship around the corner for your house last summer, and it made you miserable.
Yes.
Right? Jazz Fest is happening downtown. There are plenty of people who live in those condos and apartments. They're dealing with closed roads, parties that go all night long, Fairport Canal Days, Cornell Arts Festival. Think like the major displacing events.
Yeah.
If a Rochester major event turns their lives upside down, do you offer to let them stay with you for a couple days?
Oh, so like they rented their place out? Or
no, I'm so okay. Could be that. It could also just be I have no way to get in and out. Okay. It's noise all night.
Yeah,
it's
can
just
be
miserable.
Really inconvenient.
Should you offer them a place
no,
for a couple?
That's not. That's not an issue. That's
oh, it's not an issue.
Yeah, that's not. Jesus Christ, man! Well, you got to park down the street.
You came in and you whined and cried every day for a week.
I don't remember.
I'm not getting my sleep.
It was long. Would you call them Long Island?
My ears at
ball
night.
Washers.
Sorry. Yeah, those guys had an Airbnb. They were up to like 10 o'clock at night.
Man, they had those skanks howling all night at the moon. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, Kimmy, would you offer, let's say you had a friend that lived in Cornhill, and they don't want to have to get in and out of Cornhill all weekend. Would you offer them a place to stay?
No.
You guys are the biggest.
Bro, that's not an issue.
This is something you can plan for. I mean, this is something that happens to you every year. You're going to plan for it.
By the way, go enjoy the festival.
I don't want. They got to work that day.
Get a chicken on a stick for dinner. It'd be pretty sweet.
Okay, so this one has been popping up a ton the last couple of years in the greater Rochester area, and I think it's the most divisive. When it comes to whether or not you have to offer them a place to stay, your friend or family member sold their house too early.
Okay, so this happened to me
in
my second marriage. And we had the in-laws move in with us.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be around 5 or 6 months while they got their thing, which was a long time. It was a husband, wife, two kids, and a dog in my old house in Webster with my ex-wife and I.
Sure.
And a dog. 14 months later, they walked out the door.
Wow.
Okay.
And we loved them, and it was still too much.
Uh-huh. I love how you...
It was too much.
Listen to what a bitch he is.
I mean, that's over. That's
a long
time.
Oh, I sucked. I hated it. We loved them. They were so nice. They may still be listening right now.
No, you know...
I love them.
I'm still tight with my ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's an accountant and my drinking partner. But, you know, it was tough.
Who's your heart?
Yes.
It's hard for you. You don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, but you've always lived weird.
What does that mean?
You've never had a normal... You've never lived alone. You've never been on your own where you lived in a place by yourself.
You're kind of used to like the everyday being different lifestyle. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
The fact you said I'm not saying it's a bad thing like that means you mean it's a bad thing.
No, I mean, I'm so used to like one new person at my house would throw me completely off. And I just feel like you always have people.
You've always lived like this.
Between you and your wife's family, like you guys always have people in and out.
I mean, even how you were raised, were there like random people sometimes in your house?
Yes,
staying?
My mother would take people in.
Yeah.
You guys are the hosts for everything.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
You had like feral children running around.
But you guys are the weird ones.
No.
My experience is more common. Most people have lived their lives where there has been a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Chaos.
Cycle, well, yeah, chaos. Cycle of people coming in and out of their homes. I'm telling you, man, you get to live in your, you know, high tower in Pittsburgh. Kimmy over here, you know, a dink, double income, no kids, dog at home. I do what I want, too much fun.
But I don't even remember growing up, I never remember, like, having that type of relationship with any family members growing up. Like, nobody would just pop in unannounced.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to me. Like, it was, I was always raised, you help people that need help.
Which is weird, because y'all had nothing.
But that's, but those are the people that help.
I know, but that's like the grapes of wrath.
The grapes of wrath?
So, I have one buddy that he would come, sometimes he would stay when he'd come up, you know? And he's one, and I love this guy, but he does something that pisses me off. He gets too relaxed around the house.
What does that mean?
Like, he's just like
putting his feet up.
Feet up, laying around.
Going to grab stuff, out of
just,
your pantry.
Just like it's his house, though.
I like when people feel that way.
Yeah, why would
house,
that be
though?
Weird?
It's just, I don't. Don't get too comfortable.
So, wait a minute. Let's say that I am sitting watching your cut. So, I have to sit up straight, watch television, feet on the floor, and if I want to get a glass of water, excuse me, Thomas, can I please get myself a glass of water?
No, not like that, but don't grab a blanket and stretch out on the whole
but
goddamn
then what's the blanket
couch.
For?
The, it's for my ass in the wintertime. What are you laying around for?
You don't want people to use your blankets?
No. I put everything
now
away.
I'm going to feel super uncomfortable the next time I go to your house.
You're always uncomfortable when you're at my house. I'm a very uptight person.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that
but
is weird.
I can understand being an uptight person but still wanting people around you to feel comfortable.
Well,
like maybe you wouldn't do that, but you want other people to feel relaxed when they're around
to
you.
To a point. But, like, clean the dish. You know, don't leave that open.
Oh, my God.
Close a goddamn drawer and push a chair in.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, you bring something outside to use, and then you leave it there.
Yeah?
No, bring it in and put it away.
Well, I don't know where it goes. I don't live here.
Yeah, you knew where to find it. Well, it goes back where you found it.
Are you serious right now?
How about that one day we had our one buddy? I come home. I thought he's taking a nap upstairs. Old comedian. I hear a noise in my basement. He's down on my treadmill in slippers.
Okay.
Getting in shape.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not using it.
Watching Cheaters.
Yeah.
We got Instagram messages coming in. We started this conversation with Kimmy having a bunch of friends whose ACs have crapped the bed in this heat. Do you have to offer a place to stay? This heat is brutal. Both of them go, yeah, you should, but I'm not going to actually
offer.
Yeah, I'm
not offer. That person.
Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, you guys are missing the upside.
What's the upside?
If someone stays with you for an extended period, they have to help with the bills. Therefore, it saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't. It never does. They're going to break stuff.
Oh, my God.
They're going to ruin things. There's always going to be like, you know what you should get when you move in? I want a deposit.
You're going to ask a friend or a
I want first, last, and security.
Shut up.
Because you're going to break stuff, and your kids are going to break stuff.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Somebody's going to clog the dumper, break the hot water heater, snap a railing. Something's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say in a hypothetical situation, I end up at your place with my entire family, AC craps the bed, you take us in, because you're so kind, that's what you said you would do. My youngest, coming down the stairs, puts her hand on the banister, snap, comes
Jesus off. Christ.
What happens now?
What do you mean, what happens now?
I'm asking you what happens now, because she looks at you and she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. She's got it in her hand. What happens now?
I got to be quiet, but it sucks.
What are you going to do? Well, what are you expecting?
Oh, I'm expecting you to fix it.
So you're going to offer? You're going to ask me to pay for it?
No, I'm hoping you're going to step up.
But you're not going to ask me?
I can't ask.
Because I heard a guy say a second ago asking, or, you know, if I was asking, that
first
was pressure.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, if you don't feel the need to ask me to come over, I don't feel the need to ask you if I should pay for it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah,
sure. Let's say you come over.
Not asking going on.
All right, so you stay a month.
Okay.
And then you're gone.
Yeah.
And I noticed something a little later on that y'all caused.
What? Oh, you mean like any kind of damage?
No.
Oh.
A particular one, and I know it's y'all.
Whatever. How?
Hair clog.
Oh, that would be my favorite.
Because you guys, you are a haired family.
Yeah, my wife and daughters, they are 75% hair.
Yeah. And now I got a clog in the house. And I know it's you.
Yeah, it was us.
Do I have the right to say, hey, man, I had the plumber come over. I had to snake that thing out.
You have the right to do whatever you want. Would you do it?
I would bring it up to you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe you would with Pat, but not the average person.
I would do it on the slide.
Like?
So, yeah, man. You know, a big big backup.
Yeah.
Pulled that thing out. You wouldn't believe what we found.
What'd you find?
A gigantic ball of hair.
You know how I would get out of this?
How do you get out?
Well, because, you know, Tommy gets very uncomfortable when you talk about certain things.
It's true.
I mean, you know, it's, yeah, that's what happens with black women's hair.
Yes. That's the kind of hair, it's been confirmed that it is of that nature.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Just something about
but
this,
I haven't had any other people over.
Something about this feels racist. That's
how is that racist?
Well, why are you yelling at me? Oh, I'm just thinking out loud here because, you know, like, that is what happens when you have hair that is like that. It's not my fault. It's not their fault.
No, yeah, but I expect you to pay for your black hair.
Nick writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, and he's 100% right. He says, there was a time. Nick, thanks you. Where we lived in a world where everyone was out to one-up. Okay, Nick always writes weird. I'm done reading Nick. Right. Paul writes, depends on the level of friend in need of air conditioning. If it's my best bud and his wife, then no problem. But if it's my busted buddy, But busted buddy's more fun to live with.
Not necessarily. Because he can't do anything. Or he's just going to be glomming on you. Because you're already glomming because you're in the house.
But I'm not glomming. It's not like I want to be here.
Yeah, but this busted guy, I can't do my stuff without offering it to you.
Yeah.
Right? I say I got a busted buddy. And I break out the nice scotch. I break out the cigar. Now I got to tight him up.
Yeah. I would be excited to share that with you.
But get excited to share? This isn't summer camp.
I don't get you, man.
Why? So you're staying at his house and you won't share.
Oh, no. If he comes to my
house. If he's at your house. Okay.
Yeah, if I come, okay. I got to share. But you in my house, I got to pour you a drink now. You don't even drink it. You don't even finish the smoke.
Why?
See, I kind of thought you bought that nice stuff to share.
No, he buys it to put it out so he can
consume.
Serve you something less.
Right. Yes.
Right. He wants you to be impressed, but you don't get that.
Right.
That bottle doesn't open for you.
That's for family.
I thought living life and being a human was to share these experiences with other
people. That's in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible.
In the Bible, they didn't do it.
It's common human decency, you monster. Take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It makes sense we're running out of these in America.
Yeah.
For a long time, it was almost impossible to find one. And despite a slight renaissance in this field lately, we still have a major shortage. Because the problem, Tommy.
What's the problem?
At some point, we men decided we didn't need guys to make our heads look good. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The United States is facing a barber shortage.
A barber.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, there is now only one barber for every 2,000 men in America.
So where are these men going?
The grave?
No, to get their hair cut.
Okay, so we'll get to that. The grave. Well, what do you think they're going? So that is, Tommy, as you know, a far cry from back in the day.
So we talking the traditional barber shop, old school.
You got it.
Barber, with the barber pole and all that stuff.
Barber shop, barber, not a hairdresser, a barber. Because, Tommy, it wasn't that long ago where every few blocks there would be a barber shop ready to tighten you up.
Yeah, but like every guy had the same haircut back in the day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's not like male haircuts are like super different.
No, but guys take more pride now they look now.
Yeah, but you would think that would lead to more barbers.
No, because they went to hair styled.
Yeah. And
barbers are not stylists.
Okay, your traditional barbers were not stylish.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're more like landscapers.
I feel like you're taking shots at barbers right now that they're not going to appreciate.
He's laying the groundwork because he knows what's coming. That's what's happening.
What? What's going on?
So, Tommy, you had a male barber growing up.
Yeah.
I had one too, but Gates was old school, so it may have lasted longer there and other places. At some point in the mid-90s, barbers started going away, and guys didn't really mind. And it's, why is that the case?
Because they started going to non-traditional hair joints.
Like salons?
Salons, and then you started getting the chains that opened up, where it weren't traditional, where it was unisex. So it wasn't just men over here, women over there, kids, everybody went to like Supercuts.
Okay.
So Supercuts had to like crush barbers.
Kimmy, I'm going to throw out something. I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. Women will not trust straight men with their hair. True statement?
Say women
will not trust straight men with their hair.
I mean, I don't know a lot of straight men who do women's hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Men have no problem trusting women to cut their hair.
Right.
Why is that difference so drastic?
I don't know.
Because there is a difference there. Right? Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Well, yeah, where I was only going to go to a guy to get my hair cut because that's what men did. Exactly. Yeah. And then at some point, we as men decided, I don't care who cuts my hair. I'm just going to sit down.
Right.
And I mean, a haircut, is it possible that men got uncomfortable with guys giving them haircuts? Because a haircut is a sneaky, intimate experience.
I think it may be that it was also like people don't have the time anymore. Like going to the barbershop.
A shave and a haircut.
It wasn't a quick process. It wasn't a quick process.
Okay.
So maybe too, like you know, guys hung out at barber shops.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Maybe that all went away.
You know, it's funny. We read articles all the time about what millennials killed and what Gen Z killed. Gen X killed the barber shop. It was their generation that decided they didn't need the barbers anymore, and that's
it was old school. It was square.
Exactly. But all right, we've talked about how there is a comeback of straight up old school male barbers.
I was just gonna say, I feel like I've seen so many new ones pop up, especially like around the city and like those trendy areas.
Yeah, so I get my hair cut at Ducktail Barbershop on Park. Those guys are great. And it's an old school barbershop.
Right, so maybe it's coming back.
But here's the thing. I didn't seek them out. It happened by accident.
Yeah.
Because I also have no problem going to Supercuts, sitting down, and letting them do their thing. But like outside of a handful of unique scenarios, most guys are just going in whenever there's an opening at a Supercuts or Sports Clips or whatever.
You don't get the same person every time.
Yeah, so you're not as, I guess you... Your loyalty chain. You're not as loyal to one person, one place. No. You're kind of just willing to go wherever to get it.
Can I throw another theory out there?
What's that?
Guys don't want to know who's cutting their hair because that means I have to talk to you while I'm getting my hair cut.
Oh.
So you think you become less social.
Do you talk to the person that's cutting your hair?
Okay, so when I go to Ducktail, those guys over there, they're like us. So like I got no problem busting balls with them. But like if I go to Supercuts, I don't want to sound like a dick. I don't want to talk.
Oh. Well, I feel like, you know, you're right there. I got to talk to
you. No, I know. I have to.
And
I do.
And don't engage you.
I do, but I don't want to. Like, I've said this before. If Supercuts charged a $10 quiet fee, I would pay it.
Quiet fee.
Look, man, the conversations go nowhere. Yeah, it's awkward and it's uncomfortable. Yeah. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I just, like, can we just not do this? Please. And I know they don't want to talk to me either. They just feel like they have to.
Well, yeah, they're looking for a tip. They want you to feel comfortable.
I'll tip you. And I'll pay the $10 silence fee.
Shut your mouth,
lady.
See,
I knew. I saw what I'm... Not what I'm trying to say. I just don't want to talk.
How about $10 you shut your yap? Because I've been going to the same woman, you know, Mary Lou, for 30-something years.
Yeah, but you have
now.
History. You got stuff to talk about. You
all the time.
You know a lot of the same
people.
Well,
yeah,
people.
But he's also a catty, gossipy bitch.
I and so I think that's what a lot of people look forward to when it comes to going to get their hair done.
I go in early. We talk. I bring her a coffee. It's like a thing.
I love listening to conversations of people I don't even know. Like, for whatever reason, it just brings out all people's most
it
personal, secretive drama.
I've heard
drama.
Some stuff, man.
Yeah.
No,
like,
see, that makes me uncomfortable, because there are times where I've been in the chair at Supercuts and, like, some guy's just, like just unloading on this hairdresser.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, please stop. This is, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It's like the guy who brings a birthday cake to the woman at Hooters. Like, this is not the time or the place, man.
It is the place and the time.
I don't like it.
Do you also think what's contributing to less people going just out to get their haircut in general? Because during the pandemic, like, a lot of people had their significant others doing their hair, or they learned to cut their hair themselves. Mm-hmm. And especially with guys, if you have like a simple haircut going on, a lot of them probably just stuck with that. I could do it right at home.
What percentage of guys do you think have their wives cut their hair?
I know two.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, your husband cuts his own hair.
Well, he doesn't have hair.
Well, I'm just saying he shaves his head, so he doesn't have to worry about this. Sure. So that eliminates him. Wait a minute. You know.
Oh, and that could be another thing. I think guys are getting more comfortable letting their hair go. Like, when they start to go bald, I think a lot of guys, instead of hanging on to that last bit of hair,
you shave it.
I think that there are a lot more men shaving their heads.
Oh.
Okay, that could be it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, bald-headed men, sexier these days, at least according to Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what you just said.
What was that?
Kimmy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the U.S. Department of Labor says we are in a barber shortage. There is only one barber for every 2,000 men in the United States of America. And at some point, Generation X decided, as men, we don't need other men to cut our hair. We are just as comfortable with women doing it, where women don't seem to share the same sentiment. You have two. Do the people that cut their husband's hair in your life, mm-hmm. are they hairdressers, or they just do it for them?
They well, the one I'm thinking of, she also does her kid's hair. Like, she has a son. She'll just, like, buzz his hair.
Okay, but she's not, like, a trained hairdresser.
No, but she does a fine job. Like, it just looks like his normal
haircut.
That's
what her man's like. I'm looking for a fine haircut.
I don't think he's that picky about it. It doesn't look, like, uneven or anything.
I don't care about my head, and I wouldn't want my wife to cut my
hair. I will tell you this. One of the coolest things I ever saw, and I wish I would have done it. Mm. I'm in South Texas, near the Mexican border, back in the day.
Down in the west Texas town of El Paso.
Yes. And I saw a fine Mexican girl.
You fell in love with her is what you did, stupid.
So they had guys and women cutting hair out on the street. So they'd have a stool out there, and they'd have regular scissors and a mirror, and you could just walk up and get your hair cut out in the street.
Old school as it gets.
It looked really cool.
Oh.
Like, you're just out there, and the guys, let's say you're walking, you need your haircut. You could just go to the corner, get your haircut, and be done with it.
I mean, how much time do you really need to save?
No, I'm with, like,
well, don't forget, it's a poor area. They can't afford a shingle, so they're just basically street trimmers.
But even here, Kimmy, I mean, I think a man's haircut, granted, it's much shorter than yours, it's still a process. I got to go there, I got to wait, I got to sit down, I got to do the whole thing.
Bro, they do, you know, your sideburns, they'll do your pubes, a whole thing.
I do, wait, what? Got my shaving my Mexican pubes?
Yes. In the West Texas,
down to the West Texas.
You shaved my pubes.
That's not. We got Instagram messages coming in. You ready for an old man rant?
Yeah.
Joey writes us on Instagram.
That's a great old man name.
I don't even know if he's old. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, barbershops now are BS. I tried to take my son. We went to 10 different barbershops in Brockport, Clarkson, Albion. All of them were appointment only, even though they had nobody in the shop. Still needed to have an appointment to get the haircut. That is ridiculous. No barbershop should be by appointment. Only barbershops walk in, chill, talk. It's crazy. And the barber said it's been this way ever since COVID. So let's stop with this nonsense. Angry about the barbers.
That's when I walk in and get a shave.
Jacob writes, I learned how to cut my own hair during COVID. Now I cut mine.
And now I have no girlfriend.
I'm looking at Jacob's picture. It looks like he learned how to cut his own hair.
It's not a good idea.
Jacob, I'd go to a barber, buddy, and I say that as someone who cares deeply about you. You know, the other weird thing about it, some cultures never gave up the barbershop. Like, black guys, Latino guys still go to the barbershop.
Yeah, and it's like a communal thing, hanging out.
And it never went away. It's always been a thing. So, like, that's common. Also, I'm going to ask a question to our Asian listeners. So I have a bunch of Asian families that live in neighborhoods around me. It's big in Henrietta where I am. There are two barbershops that opened up in my area, Asian barbershops.
Never seen one.
Neither had I, but I guess I didn't really grow up around a lot of Asian folk. Do Asian folks have barbershops like black folks and Latino folks have barbershops?
So do they specialize in Asian guys' haircuts?
I haven't gone in because I'm not Asian and I don't know what the rules are.
No, I mean, like, is a certain style that... how they cut their hair.
I only know that they're Asian barbershops because, like, there's always, like, an old Asian guy out front. And I can see through the window. But, like, I haven't...
You go in there and go, hey, give me the Pete Rose. May you rest in peace.
No, like, you remember how, like, you would go into the old school barbershop and it would have, like, five pictures on the wall? I can't see the pictures. So I don't know if the pictures are Asian guys or if it's just standard pictures. No, I'm being serious.
I know,
because if you walk into a black barbershop, they have the pictures, but it's black guys. Latino barbershop. Latino guys. I don't know if Asian guys have their own barbershops.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about that culture.
I don't either.
And I'm now that I think about it, I've never been in a Supercuts. I don't think I've ever seen an Asian guy in a Supercuts.
Oh.
Have you?
How do you know that they're Asian barbershops?
Because I can see the folks who own it standing outside the barbershop, like, waiting for customers.
I've never
been. But it could just be a regular barbershop. You're just, it's just owned by Asian people.
No, well, but maybe they specialize in that kind
of hairstyle. That's what I'm asking.
Yes. You're asking, like, what the difference is?
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying you don't see a black barbershop owned by a white guy named Tad, right? Like the whole plaza, it's Asian-owned businesses.
Yeah, yeah, so it's an Asian plaza.
It's an Asian barbershop.
To answer your question, I've never been in a Supercuts, ever. I haven't.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, not one time.
No.
When you were broke.
Yeah, like, not even on the road, though, or you just.
No,
kinda...
so there was one comic that cut hair. And every time.
No, you do not. Yeah. You're not
you
serious.
Trusted
you're not
somebody
serious.
Else.
So this dude, he was at a Louisville, Kentucky, where my agent was, and I was in and out of there all the time. So I would pay him to go, and I would go over to his apartment, and he'd cut my hair.
You trusted a guy who did comedy for a living to cut
your
hair.
No, he was also a hairstylist.
Yeah.
No, he was a legitimate guy.
It's the best joke he ever pulled off, man.
Bro, and he would do my pubes perfect. What?
Alicia writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My husband's grandfather, who was the old school barber, used to cut his hair for his grandsons and sons. My uncle had a talent for cutting his hair as well and did that for me. To this day, my husband cuts his own hair, and it looks sexy as hell after he's done. It's a hell of a turn-on, and then she did.
What, crooked sideburns?
Crooked sideburns. He was an Italian general. Crooked sideburns. You idiot.
But, like, anybody could have been a barber back in the 50s. There was, like, two haircuts. Jesus Christ, man. Like, it was the same guy that shaved your head in the Army. Like, how hard was that gig?
Well, you bring up the military. We got a lot of military guys writing us. For example, Therese writes us. He says, been in the military for years. My wife learned to cut my hair from a woman on base 10 years ago. She's been doing that ever since.
Yeah.
She goes, it's cheap and I can get it whatever I want. I hope she doesn't actually charge you money, man.
Yes.
It'll be $10.
Give me the Army cut.
And you got to go.
Are there a lot of guys that'll go and get their beards, like, shaped and stuff? Like, because you would think that would be another service guys would be seeking out.
I mean, I would think you would get that at the, like, newer old school barbershops. Mm. I've always been afraid because they always offer it at DuckTale.
Yeah.
Those guys are great. I've always been afraid to do it because I like to freehand my beard.
Freehand my beard.
That's what it's called. I freehand my beard.
Okay.
Pair of scissors. Mold it up when I.
Yeah, they probably do a great job though.
No, but I don't want to look like, because I already have.
You don't
want to
look too coiffed. Tailored.
I already have a long face, and I'm afraid they're going to make it boxy, and I'm going to look like a package ready to be delivered. No, I'm serious. Like, if they squared my beard, my face would look 5 feet.
Well, tell
long.
Them to give you the long one.
I'd look like Mac tonight. Can we just not get that joke at all?
Oh god.
I mean, look, we're getting a lot of women writing us on Instagram. Saying they, all right, Christian, Lady Christian, writes us, I cut my husband's hair. We were really poor. We graduated from college. I watched some YouTube videos, started cutting his hair. It's paid off because our son has autism, and I cut his hair because of sensory issues.
Okay.
That works out perfectly. Right. I understand that. A lot of patience from a lot of husbands, because I wonder if you were to sit down and attach these husbands to lie detector tests and ask them, do you like the haircut your wife gives you, what it would say.
Oh, you'd get the unvarnished truth, which would be, hell no.
Well, because, like, if she starts cutting your hair, you can't tell her to stop.
Right.
Like, you're stuck forever once she does it. Right?
And you can't have a, like, if you, when they go to the barbershop, you know, guy talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have guy talk
but
with your wife.
But that's not what Pat wants, according to Pat. He doesn't want to talk.
No, he likes that place.
I like DuckTale. I don't like.
Because they're like, because you can bust balls and have a conversation.
Well, yeah, they're us.
So you can't do that with your wife, man.
And like supercuts, yeah, I can't bust balls with the ladies at supercuts.
No, they don't know you.
But like, what are you going to say to your wife while she's sitting there
you
cutting
your
hair?
You go to trends.
No, but I can have...
Like, you can have all that gossip with your wife. I'm sure she would love that.
I have very blunt conversations with Mary Lou because we know a lot of the same people.
Oh, my God. Like, the fact that you... I know Mary Lou is a very nice woman. It's just funny to hear you... you know, when I go to trends with a Z and see Mary
you
Lou...
You know, guy
no,
talk.
No,
what all guys want.
Well, I had to sit at a dye station for a while.
You're such a bitch.
What?
Let's take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We talked about names the other day.
Yeah.
And how New York State passed a law that now allowed teenagers with the consent of their parents to change their name if they wanted.
Yes. Freedom.
The idea behind it was this whole custody made it easier to do this thing. But as we said before in that break, you don't choose your name. However, you do choose what version of your name you go with.
Yeah.
Which is what makes this story a little bit head-scratching.
Whatever.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The New York Mets are on a bit of a skid right now.
Oh.
Not good. And they are bringing up a pitcher, maybe in hopes to correct it.
Okay.
The pitcher who has been pretty much a career minor leaguer. His name is Dick Lovelady.
Dick Lovelady?
Dick love lady,
yeah.
newest pitcher for the New York Mets. Let me say that again. His name is Dick Lovelady.
And that's what he goes by.
Yes, I would like to thank Mike for sending us this on All Twitter right. last night, giving us a heads up on this. So I went to, I was curious.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe he was.
A Richard.
No, well, I thought maybe he was named Dick, and that's why he had to yeah. do it. Like, yeah. you're not a Kimberly, you're a Kim.
Yeah.
You've always been Kim.
Sure.
Okay. His name, he was born Richard Lovelady.
Okay.
Which means he has chosen
yes.
to go by Dick Lovelady.
Mm-hmm.
Even further,
yeah.
he made it a point, and this is in his Wikipedia page, that when he signed with the New York Mets, he requested that he is known as Dick Lovelady in media and all official
okay.
team things.
Well, all right. That's his name.
He has chosen to go by Dick Lovelady. Why do you go with Dick Lovelady?
I mean, it's funny and have a little fun with it. I mean, such a both names are weird.
Richard Lovelady. Well, I mean, you can't control your last name.
But you wouldn't want to. Maybe you didn't want to be a Rick.
Rick Lovelady?
Rich or Rich.
Rich Lovelady. Richard Lovelady. That's three options you could have gone with.
Yeah.
He's a married man, by the way.
Oh, he is. He's married. I thought there was like some punk-ass kid.
No, no, no. His wife, Maddie Lovelady, married him in 2019.
Maddie
about kids.
Lovelady.
Maddie Lovelady, wife of Dick Lovelady.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question. You meet a guy
yeah.
who insists you call him Dick Lovelady. Your first thought of that man is?
Well, he's an ass.
Okay.
He's just he thinks he's funny. He's a guy that thinks he's funny.
So that's the other negative here, because I felt the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you chose to go by
he's
Dick
bad
Lovelady.
Joke guy.
Okay, so why would you want to be known as bad joke guy?
But he kind of wears it with pride.
On the back of his shirt.
Yeah.
Lovelady. Dick Lovelady. Kimmy, you meet a guy in a bar.
Yeah.
You're feeling the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
You're single, everything's going on. We're well, and I'd be, oh my God, before yeah. we, let me get your number. I didn't even catch your name.
He yeah.
goes, my name's Dick. Dick Lovelady.
Yeah.
Is that enough to not take his phone number?
I mean, I would think he's making it up. Like, I wouldn't even think that's his actual name. I did, in school, there was a guy named Dick Driver the Third.
That's a great name, man. Dick Driver.
And I will say he did very well for himself. Like, he
oh.
was
well,
like,
right
kind
out
of
there.
A ladies' man.
He's Dick Driver, man.
Dick Driver the Third.
Yeah, I guess it's better to be a Dick Hider.
Yes.
Which I would no, that would make for a better pickup line.
Dick but, Dick what?
Dick Hider.
But it was
stay with us.
I got you. I don't got you, but I got you.
But even when people talked about him, they never just called him Dick. It was always Dick Driver.
I do feel like there are names that are so good you have to say them in
yeah.
full.
Oh, yeah.
Like Bob Albin.
Oh, yeah, my old boss who couldn't pronounce his own name.
Okay, so Gus has written us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says he doesn't want to go by Dick. He's actually requested to go by Dicky, which is even worse. So I saw Dick Lovelady. Is Dicky Lovelady
okay.
worse than Dick Lovelady?
No, I think that's a little bit more.
Dicky Lovelady.
It doesn't flow very well, but Dickie kind of sounds like a baseball name, I guess.
It does sounds more juvenile.
Yeah, sounds like a kid, something maybe people called you when you were a kid. So
Dickie
Lovelady.
Yeah. Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never met a grown-ass Dickie.
No.
Can you think of a first name Dickie grown-ass person?
There's got to be one. We're
name
forgetting.
It.
Yeah. There's not any dicks around anymore.
No, that's what I, damn it. I had seven jokes hit my brain at the same time.
When's the last time you met a guy that went by Dick? I mean, that's from my... The last guy I knew, this guy had a great name. I cut meat with him. His name was Dick Pike.
That is a great name.
Right? It's about as blunt as it gets.
That is a great name. And that's another one of those names you would have to say the whole thing.
Yeah, Dick Pike.
Dick Pike.
He would answer the phone. Like, you got a phone call, he would just answer it, Pike.
I'm jealous of
had a crew cut, the black horn-rimmed glasses. He looked like a Dick Pike.
You know, now that you bring it up, it is weird that Dick has disappeared. Now, granted, the slang,
it's an old-school name.
But it's also a powerful name.
Yeah.
Dick.
But it's old, like Joe.
But anything that goes with Dick sounds powerful afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like at least it's Mark.
It's like one-syllable first names. Are like, I'm very fortunate. My name is Pat Duffy. Works
right.
great for show business, right?
Yeah.
Pat Duffy, ladies and gentlemen. Dick whatever always works, except... Dick Lovelady.
Yes.
You also can't have a one-syllable first name with a multiple-syllable last name.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's got to be blunt on both ends.
And if it is a two-syllable last name, it's got to be fast.
Right.
Duffy.
Dummy.
Like, you got Tommy Mulay. It flows perfectly. Dickie Lovelady does not work.
So I had an Uncle Ron. My aunt Dot married.
Okay.
It was Ron Wild.
Oh.
Good name, right?
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many Rons do you meet anymore?
I had an Uncle Ron, but he died like 10 years
ago. They're all gone.
No,
are in the ground.
I take it back. I know two Rons my age.
Really?
Yep. A Ronnie and a Ron.
Oh. Maybe it's coming back.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about new Mets pitcher Dickie Lovelady, called up yesterday. He has requested that he goes by Dickie Lovelady. Alicia writes us on Instagram, if you say his name three times, you end up pregnant, so don't do that. Is it possible, Kimmy, he's doing this just to increase jersey sales? Because they get a cut of that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, that would work.
Possibly. Possibly. But, I mean, you're just getting Lovelady. You're not getting Dickie Lovelady on it.
Okay, because there was a Cubs player from Japan.
Yeah.
This was like 15 years ago. His last name was Fukudomi. But it was spelled F-U-K-U-D-O-M-E.
That's great.
And those jerseys still exist all over Chicago. Like, you know, he was just an average baseball player that came over. But because of what it looks like on the back,
that's awesome.
All the scumbags went out and bought one. So he benefited financially.
Okay, so maybe he's pulling a move.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's take one call before we get to where they're whining. Brad's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
I got a weird Richard name for you. Years ago, when I was a teenager, I worked at a restaurant, basically a place, and had a new manager came in. His name was Richard Hare, and he insisted on being called Dick.
No, come on.
I swear to God, I swear on my life right now, the guy's name was Richard Hare, and he insisted that we called him Dick. Do you know how hard it is to walk into work in the morning and not look at him and go, hey, how's it going, Pubie?
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. What was that last part? I missed it. I'm sorry, Brad.
I'm sorry. I mean, can you imagine how hard it is to go into work and not look at the guy and say, hey, good morning, how's it going, Pubie?
Oh, your phone keeps cutting out. Brad, what was that? You said, what? Good morning, that's what I got. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, I would say, you know how hard it is to say good morning to that guy and not look at him and say, good morning, how's it going, Pubie?
I can't do it again. No, I hear you, buddy. Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He's just too innocent and sweet. I can't do it again. I'll give Brad this. He delivered that punchline with the same enthusiasm every time.
He kept coming back.
Yeah.
And I respect him for it. Damn it, I respect him.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet,
but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.